Biden's economic team includes former Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who will take over as Treasury Secretary, and Cecilia Rouse as chair of his Council of Economic Advisers. Biden's marquee pick was Obama-era Fed Chair Janet Yellen. Biden says she brings experience to the table, but also a firm understanding for the plight of working people.
She has spent her career focused on employment and the dignity of work, which is really important to me and to all of us. She understands what it means to people and their communities when they have good, decent jobs.
Biden chose another familiar face among Democratic circles to lead the Office of Management and Budget, Neera Tanden. She's former Hillary Clinton policy advisor and president of the progressive think tank, the Center for American Progress. Biden says she agrees with his vision for what a federal budget should represent.
She'll be in charge of laying out the budget that will help us control the virus and deal with the economic crisis and build back better. But above all, she believes what I believe. A budget should reflect our values.
Tanden faces an uphill confirmation fight if Republicans retain control of the Senate. She went after many GOP lawmakers, accusing them of enabling President Trump's divisiveness and lack of competence. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said Biden has chosen the right team to address the daunting economic hardships the pandemic has caused.
Across America, one in six adults with children say their families are hungry. Janet Yellen talked about food insecurity. This is real. We are looking at a hunger crisis in America right now. One in three adults are having trouble paying their bills.
Some of Joe Biden's other picks include progressive economists Heather Boushey as Council of Economic Advisers nominee, as well as Jared Bernstein as another council nominee. Biden also picked Adewale Adeyemo as Deputy Treasury Secretary. He served as Deputy Director of the National Economic Council under Obama. For Pacifica Evening News, I'm Max Pringle.